Cheryl Powers may just have more livestock on her operation than any other livestock owner in the state of Nebraska. She has literally millions of head of these. It's a unique and profitable herd, and it's this edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Cheryl Powers has a farm with thousands of livestock, but her farm is different than most.
Well, our livestock has six legs, first of all, which makes it a little unique.
Cheryl is one of the operators of Yord Producers, whose livestock are mealworms.
The life cycle is actually quite long, more than what you would think. I believe you can get from an egg to a broiler in about 6 to 7 weeks, a chicken. For us, from egg to when we harvest, it's 3.5 to 4 months.
Mealworms are the larvae of the darkling beetle. Cheryl must keep beetles, or breeding stock, if you will, to continue to produce mealworms. The goal is zero waste, to have a market for everything they produce.
Beetles, they will actually age out, and after about 8 weeks, their reproductive time is dwindled, and then they'll eventually start to die off. So we have actually kind of started to kind of market a poultry mix where you can use those aged out beetles.
She says chickens love those beetles. Mealworms do produce manure. It's called frass, and they market that as well.
If we walk in our farm, it smells slightly of wheat bran, and that's about it. There's no odor to it, which is very unique.
A mealworm regularly sheds its exoskeleton, which is made of chitin. Chitin in the frass has been found to promote plant health, and this fertilizer has another benefit.
For gardeners who want to use it, you do not have to worry about there being weeds or seeds in the manure that will grow in your garden that you don't want. So that's a nice benefit as well.
So what's this farm look like? I'll tell you next time as we travel the countryside in York, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.